Hey, it's been a while. Baruch Hashem, the break has been for good reason to have Yom Tovim, beautiful Yom Tovim, just to share. So, just to share an idea a little as means of Agdama to our learning. Third year in the Akdama of Mesillas Yesharim, we're going to learn. But as Akdama really to the Zman in a certain sense, a big Zman of Chayiv Zman, we just went through a lot of Yom Tovim. We went through, and prior to Yom Tovim, a Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aser Shmei Tshuva in between, Sukkis, and the culmination of Yom Tovim De'oraisa, the culmination was Shmini Atzeres. I'm sure you all have learned the Chazal, and we all know what is Shmini Atzeres. Strange yontiv. Shmini Atzeres has no occurrence that occurred. What we're celebrating, Shmini Atzeres is a yontiv. We make a shachayanu in Shmini Atzeres, right? And Shmini Atzeres, although we're noyik to sit in our sukkah, as the Gemara tells us, but that's only based on Sveika D'Yoyma. In Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres, nobody was sitting in a sukkah. And we don't take Luvan Esrog, and there's no mitzvah for the day. What is the Yontav all about? It's the famous Chazal, Kosha El Afrida Aschem. Which means, basically, after going through this lengthy process of Yom Tovim, of all the Zmanim that we just spoke about, of El, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Tshuva, Sukkis, which we know there's another name for Yontav, and what is that? Moyadim, right? And what does Moyad mean? What does Moed mean? When we think Moed, we also think of Oyel Moed, right? What's the Oyel Moed in the Beis HaMikdash? What's the word Moed mean? Moed means, usually translated, the tent of meeting, right? To meet. They were Zmanim, we were meeting up with the Ribbono Shel. That's what the Zmanim were. There were Zmanim that were meeting up with the Ribbono Shel. All these Zmanim were meeting up with the Ribbono Shel. So comes the end, and after all these beautiful days to meet up with the Ribbono Shel, all these days to get close to the Ribbono Shel, to be one with Ribbono Shel. So we know Chashal Afridaskim, it's difficult to leave. We want to hold on to that. We want to grab onto that. We want that to be longer. It's like Lamashal, if a person has children living very far away, places Australia, and they don't have so much money, it's hard to visit too often. Once a year the children come home and they spend 2 weeks together. It's beautiful, it's wonderful, it's amazing. And then the last day, and they're packing, and it's sad, and it's unfortunate. And they say to each other, we wish we had one more day, right? We don't want to separate. We wish we had one more day. That's what Shmini Atzeres is, one more day. Ribbono Shel Olam says, you want one more day? I want one more day. We want one more day. Let's have one more day together. One more day, one more yantiv. And we don't need any medium. We don't need anything intermediary. No lulav, no asra, no sukkah. Just to celebrate our relationship. That's what the relationship is. That's what Shmini Atzeres is. The celebration of our relationship. Right? But What's the question? How does that help in any way? Doesn't that just prolong the inevitable? Think about it. Okay, so Sunday night, we were supposed to leave. Or let's go back to what it was. Right? Thursday night should have been over. Yontav should have been over. Oh, one more day of Yontav. Okay, then the next night. Although you can't say that this year because next night was a Shabbos. We're still connected. But Matt, right? In a different year. So all you're doing is prolonging the inevitable. So it was difficult to leave then. It's going to be difficult. So yeah, one more day together is nice. How does that help anything? How does that help anything in the long run? It's just one more day. And there are different answers you could give. But I thought it's very interesting and very beautiful to point out, what do we link to Shmini Atzeres? And it's understood a much deeper way in Eretz Yisrael, where it's all in one day. In Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres is also what? Simchas Torah. Shmini Atzeres is also Simchas Torah. Here in Chutzlar, it's because we have 2 days Yontav, we're able to split it up. But really, it's all one day. And what are we basically really saying? What are we really saying? We're really saying to Ribbono Shel Olam, Kasha Lafidaschem, and we're not going to leave you. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I don't want you to leave me. It's not just one more day. You know why? Yeah, maybe we don't have shofar all year. And maybe we don't have Yom HaKippurim all year. Maybe we don't have a sukkah all year. But you know how we're going to stay connected in this relationship that we've built? Through Torah. That's the pinnacle. That's what we end with. Simchas Torah. And therefore we understand that if we want this relationship to continue, we want to feel close to the Ribbono Shel Olam always, there's one way we can always, and that's through learning Torah. We have a schus to start today. You guys have a big schus, you understand. And a lot of yeshivas, they didn't start today yet. A lot of yeshivas wait. Still ben azmanin. Getting right back into learning, because we understand that's what's going to build our relationship with Hashem and continue to build that relationship with Hashem, continue to feel close to Hashem. As the Baal HaTanya points out, when you're learning Torah, it's like you're giving the Ribbono Shel Olam a big hug. That's what he says. Mamish, you're giving the Ribbono Shel Olam a big hug. You're being one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're getting close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what we're doing, and we should continue. It should be a big zman of Limud Torah, and through the big zman of Limud Torah, a big zman of Kirve Elokim, where we don't say Kashal Afer Daschem because there's no Prida. There's no separation because we're one with the Ribbono Shel Olam always. All right. Let's continue in the Mesil Shasharim. In mine, it's a new paragraph. Lo Mibnei is where we left off. Said try to keep the spot. You see where it is? Lo Mibnei She'ein Dvarim Ela Eila Ikarim Etzlam. It's a new paragraph in mine. It should be, I don't know if you have one long page, but you found it? You got the place? Yeah, tell him. He has the same one. Where is it? Second page already in that one, are you? On top. Okay, Lo Mibnei. Did you feel good? Okay, what we were talking about last time is how in the time of the Ramchal, very, very few individuals were spending time immersed and learning Sifrei Musar, which didn't so much exist, or just Svarim that would enhance their connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, their Yiras Shamayim, their Avas Hashem, their Dveikus to Hashem. People weren't involved and immersed in spending time in that limud. So we continue with that. V'lo mipnei she'ein dvarim eila ikarim etzlam. It's not because these ideals and ideas are not important by those individuals. We're talking about perhaps bnei Torah, who agree as well that yiras Hashem and avas Hashem and dveikus and connection to Hashem is important. Ki im tisha lahem. If you'll ask them, if you'll ask that Ben Torah who's spending so much time only merely in Gemara and only merely Pipulei Halacha and no Zman of Machshama or Liban HaMusar, if you ask them, or obviously Lahavdil, those who are immersed, as he said, in other subjects, in secular studies, which also can be important for various reasons, obviously we understand, whether to enhance one's Parnasa or even to build a relationship with Hashem through them. Kol Echad Yomer Shezehu HaIkar HaGadol. They all admit that Dveikus LaHashem, being connected to Hashem, Yiras Shemayim, Hakol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Mi Yiras Shemayim, being in awe and fear of God, Avas Hashem, loving Hashem, they'll all say, Zehu HaIkar HaGadol, that is the most important thing. Nobody's arguing on what's most important. V'shelo Yiduma Chacham, Shiyach Chacham Be'emesh, and you're not going to find a true wise individual, a true Chacham, Shelo yizbaro etzlo kol dvar me'ela, who doesn't have clear all of these ideas, who can't, in a very concrete way, explain Yiras Shemayim and Avas Hashem and Dveikus and be one with that and agree to that concept. That's very chashuv, very important. Ach ma shelo yarbo la'ayin alav. Why is it then? The reason they don't spend so much time analyzing and delving into the subject matter. It's because it's so famous and because it's so simple to them. They don't think I have to spend a lot of time on it. Lahavdil, I know 1 + 1 = 2, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time anymore in my life studying 1 + 1 = 2. So too, even though this, again, this mashal nimshal, this is not true what I'm saying, but what the wrong thought process was, so too, I know that I'm supposed to be in awe of God. I know that I should have Shavit Hashem Lengi Samid, Hashem should be in front of me always. I know that I should be connected to Hashem and thinking about Hashem. I know I should have love of Hashem. I know I should be careful in the way I serve God. I know all of that already. So since I know it all intellectually, do I need to spend any time studying it? That's not for studying. That's not studying. I study something I don't know. I don't study something I know already. That was the thought process, which on some level makes a little bit of sense. If it's not something I'm learning new, why am I studying it, right? So that was the cheshbon. That was the calculation. And what ended up happening because of that? V'lo yishar limud advar me'ela ukriyas asfar mizehamin ki emeitzo osam she'ein sichlam kochach dak. What ended up happening? Those people who study such works as we're studying, those people who study such works that help develop Yir Shamayim and help develop Avas Hashem, help develop Dveikus LaHashem, and help being an Oyved Hashem, help one to understand what it is to be a true servant of God. So the ones that are left studying are those that are basically intellectually challenged, who can't learn in depth, who can't understand deeper Torah. So they're left to the more simple things. They're left things that any person can understand. That's who's studying. The Karov Leo's Gas, and someone who's already very dull. We see these are the individuals that are immersed and don't leave it. That's all they study. Which is, by the way, obviously not the goal either, right? Obviously, it's not the goal for any Ben Torah to only be immersed in Mustar Machshava, these type of Svarim and Limudim all day long. Obviously, that would also be a problem. Until it became, and again, this is what the Ramchal was saying in his Zman, and things have definitely changed, but the issues that he's bringing up definitely pertain today as well. That when you see someone who's mischased, someone, what does that mean? Again, not necessarily, he wasn't talking about a chassid, a chassidish individual, but a pious individual. Someone who is very, very medactic, very exact in performance of mitzvos, and very much involved in more avoided delay, very much involved more so in the emotional connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yiras Hashem, and Avas Hashem, Lotuchu Limanim Elachdor Osu Lagasa Seichel. So one thinks that person, unfortunately, as we said, is intellectually challenged and is not capable of studying Tanakh, is not capable of studying much more so Torah Shabbat Peh and Gemara like we spend most of our time. Now, obviously, again, and we're still in the midst of this and we have to learn a little bit more, but obviously the Ramchal is not going to get to tell us that we should be studying most of our day in these inyanim. There has to be a balance. There has to be a balance. But he's saying how it was a Zman where those who are B'nai Chachma, those who have decent intellect, would not study any Sifrei Yira, Sifrei Musar, Sifrei Machshava, and those who were less capable were only studying this. And that's why you find so many stories, when you hear stories from Tzaddikim, and you hear all these so many stories of simple Jews, right? Simple Pasha Jews. How many stories of the tailors or the water carrier? You feel like every story that was told from 100 years back was of a water carrier, of a tailor, right? A Schneider, a Chlesnish, a very, very simple and simple Pasha to Yidden. Well, the stories of what are called the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim. Lamed Vav Tzaddikim wasn't necessarily there. One of the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim, but Ke'ilu Lamed Vav Tzaddik, because they were, right, a Pasha to Jew. The emes was, it was a Zman where there was a truth to that to some degree, where perhaps those that were most pious and more so connected to Hashem, because of that's what they spent their time doing, were those simple Jews who weren't capable of learning more. Obviously the goal is to find that proper balance, and the goal is to understand that our avoda can't merely be strictly on an intellectual level, and we have to allow that the Torah that we learn should all ultimately bring us Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem. There are those great tzaddikim, and by the way, if you read Nefesh HaChaim Shar Dalet, Nefesh HaChaim and Shar Dalet at the beginning, so he speaks about there was a dar, and probably there are yechidim around today that are able to gain such insight and understanding from Gemara itself, from Chazal itself, that they're able to build their Yerushalayim, the Avos Hashem, from that itself, without needing to study the works like this. And then Nefesh Chaim, by the time of the Ruchaim Elazin, he said he felt by his door there were very few, if any, left, and how important it was as well, similar to the Ramchal saying, to start learning Sifrei Musar, which will open up our minds and our hearts to be thinking in this way of Avodah Hashem, which then hopefully, by the way, the goal is then to allow all of our Torah to build our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam in a deep way. When that, as the Nefesh Chaim talks about it, as saying that is the otzer, the storehouse, the storage house, the compartment to hold all of the water, to hold all of the wheat, to hold all of whatever you're collecting, which is all the Torah, to make it meaningful. But ultimately, it's the Torah that's going to be meaningful and help build that relationship. This itself will not be enough. This itself will not be enough if you're not... Imagine you buy a big oitzer and you buy a big storehouse, but you're not filling it with anything. Also, that's meaningless. But lemaisa, if you're going to go and purchase tons of water but have no buckets to put it on. So either way, you're left hanging, right? Either way, you're left hanging. But lemaisa, that's what we need. Let's just read a little bit more into the next. V'ulam, one more line. V'ulam told us aminagaz that rose mod l'chachamim ulevilti chachamim. Ultimately, this minog, this custom that he spoke about, where you have the bright individuals only learning chachmas that they didn't know yet and developing their chachma in whatever area that is, even lumudei kodesh, pepulei halacha, gemara, and you have those who are not such chachamim only. So kigorim shme'elim eila yechzer chasidus amiti v'yakar ma'olim tzohosim ba'olam. We'll stop right there. Ultimately, and he said to himself, nobody, you can't find a true tzaddik, you can't find a true ben Torah, a true Talmud Chacham, somebody who's really one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because either it's kulo chachma or kulo lev. And obviously, our goal in life is to have that balance, is to sit and learn Torah and develop in a very deep way our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But don't ever forget that we're learning about the Nisein HaTorah as well, when we learn Torah. Don't ever forget that we're developing our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam in a deep way. And that's our goal, and that's what all of Limud HaTorah should ultimately be, and all of Avodas Hashem should ultimately be. So Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, as we started out by saying today, that it's a new Zman, and it's a new Zman where really what we said today comes full circle. As we said, we went through all the Moyadim, all the Zmanim of meeting Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kasher Lefridaslam ended with what? With Simchas HaTorah, with the learning of Torah, which is the ultimate Moed, the ultimate place to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should be Zeiche, that we should continue to have a big Zman of Limud HaTorah and Me'ilas B'Torah. But ultimately, that Limud should be a Limud that connects us to Ribono Shel Olam and builds a deep relationship in our Ava and our Yira and Avodas Hashem, and that we can be who the Ramchal tells us we need to be, a Chasidus HaAmiti, a true Chasid. Bizman Azeh, by the way, also, just to tell you, Bizman Azeh also, I believe, and I've heard this from many, you know, in the Litvish world that we definitely all come from, even if we connect to Chassidus a little bit, it's looked at as by the Chassidim as there's not as much a focus on Limud HaTorah, and because there's such focus on Inyonei Avoida and Kedusha and Mikvah and learning Sefer Musar and Sefer Machshavan, that there's less Chachma. But the emes is, if you know a little bit, you should just know. I mean, I'm sure there are yidden like that, there are yidden like that in every world. But the emes is not true. I'll just tell you, it was mamish such a chizik. And we'll end with this. By Shal Shudas this past Shabbos, so we're at Davin by the Shtibel, Rabbi Spiegel. So it was beautiful. I had Shal Shudas home, went just to the end of the Shal Shudas. And the Rebbe introduced his grandson to make a siyum. His grandson is named after his father, Pinchas Elio. Calls up his grandson to make a siyum. He says, but he's not just a siyum. He's finally making a siyum. He feels he learned Baba Kama well enough. He learned Baba Kama, and he chazered Baba Kama already three times. It was his fourth time he finished Baba Kama. Finished Baba Kama. Took a bechina on all of Baba Kama. 300 questions. And out of 300 questions, got 299 correct. And he argued with the Rebbe about the 300s. He thought he was also was on a Tosfos. It was Gemara Rashi Tosfos. On Gemara Rashi Tosfos of all Baba Kama, got 299 questions correct. And on the last question that he thought he was right anyways, but okay, whatever, I mean, whatever it is. How old is this? how old is this grandson of the, he was sitting next to me. I said, I know him already. And this grandson, by the way, you should know, he's like of the grandchildren, and he's like a chevroman, he's a jokester a little bit, full of personality. 15 years old. This past year, Baba Kama, 4 times, and Mamish knows it cold. So what we're capable and what we should be doing of Limud HaTorah in the world of, you see, in the world of Chassidus, it's there. And not to, again, it's not a chiddush, just to add. So we have to combine our Ava, our Yira, Limud HaTorah, all want to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Have an amazing, beautiful day. You hear this?